Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
We're back!
We are!
How can people contact us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a couple of texts, and I think we got some messages on the Instagrams,
we
too.
We did!
So we got this message from the Frosty One. It says, hey, Vicky, I thought about this right after the lukewarm topic from, you know, our regular show, our morning show, about flawless albums.
Oh, yes.
And I have been a huge fan of In This Moment since Beautiful Tragedy, and I love everything they do, but the Blood album is easily my favorite. That album blew me away, and it's just perfection. Thoughts? See, I really like the Blood one because it has a lot of the most... Like, when you think of a band, for example, you're like, these are their top songs. Most of the top songs that are clearly identifiable are from that album.
Okay.
So, like, Adrenalize Me, Blood, I think Whore is on that one. It's such a good album. Oh, God, yes.
Do you have an album that you like better of theirs?
I think that one's up there. It's funny because, like, there's albums where I'm like, I really love, like, I love a song, but it's really just one song that I love like, the most, and I'm really connected to that song. Not saying that the rest of the stuff on that album isn't good, but there's other stuff I like better. But I think overall, either that one or Black Widow.
Oh.
I think Black Widow is up, it's up there. And I think, funny enough, if you go way, way back in the archives, I think the second episode of The Broadcast ever, we interviewed Maria Brink. This is with Taryn. And we interviewed her about the Black Widow album.
That's awesome.
This was a few years back. So if you ever do want to check out that interview, it's still there.
Yeah, hear little baby Vicky.
But I don't think I heard what is your favorite album, like that you think is flawless, like every song.
Do you know what my problem is? Isn't it's kind of like your problem with I am such, well, I listen to the hits and then I find other songs from that album or albums or in general that I really like. But I'm such like a hopper from different I like this song and then I like this song and I like this song. But I will say the one Danny said this on the main show is Nirvana's Nevermind.
Ooh.
That has been because I used to listen to that all the time throughout my middle school. And then like I don't even really like I get everything kind of jumbled. So when I was like, oh, well, which what would it be? I looked it up and like I know every one of these songs. And I was like, oh, well, okay, I guess I really like that album then.
And I think I had mentioned that mine, I think for me, was definitely Linkin Park's Meteora.
Okay.
I think it came out when I was in high school, right before I got in high school. But that Linkin Park was my, I want to say, my introduction band to rock. Because they kind of had that. They were like a rap rock group, basically.
Yeah.
So they were on, you know, the top 40 station and they were on the rock station. So
I don't know if it was the same with you, but when in middle school, high school, Linkin Park was kind of lame in the sense of like
really?
They didn't take, at least the people who listened to the Nirvana and the Metallica and the Alice in Chains and stuff did not take Linkin Park seriously at all.
See, I feel like, I mean, we had kids that like liked, you know, the Alice in Chains and all that stuff. But I feel like there was a bigger population of kids that liked the Chevelles and the Slipknot and Linkin Park. And so there was a few kids that liked more of the metal stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was so few of us that were in that quote unquote goth kind of fan, like group or clique.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all one big clique. So the goths, the punks, the emos, like we
you
were
all got
like,
along.
It was basically like one giant clique of people that wore black clothes.
Oh, yes. You know, we had separated black cliques.
Yeah, it wasn't quite that much. So we all, like, we would make fun of each other. It's like, really? Hawthorne Heights? But then I would listen to Hawthorne Heights,
right?
Too.
Like, yeah.
But we'd still make fun of it, you know, like, ourselves.
So, yeah.
Like, I dabbled in a little bit of everything from, like, emo music to more, like, metal. But I was still, like, a recovering Catholic at that point, so there was stuff that I wouldn't listen to and I didn't get into until years later. Because
you thought it was too dangerous?
Because, like, I thought, like, I'd get in trouble or, like, you have that guilt that you know there's no reason to have this guilt, but you do.
You're going to hell if you listen to this.
Right, and so I remember the first time I ever heard Marilyn Manson.
Oh.
Like, I didn't know it was him. My buddy's like, here, check out my mix CD. And I'm like, I love number five. What's number five? And he's like, oh, it's Marilyn Manson. I'm like, oh.
Uh-oh.
I liked it a lot. And then same with, like, Slipknot because they had, like, the weird symbol.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, that's the symbol of the devil. Anything with the star, like the pentagram-y type, you know, anything that looks kind of like that in the masks, that you're going to hell. So I never listened to it until I got older and I, you know, got over it.
Yeah. But, and then you realize, okay, I can listen to any music I want.
And I'm like, not, you know,
I'm going to be okay.
I like them.
Because you're hardcore, Becky.
Hell yeah. Except I'm not, like, I've had ex-boyfriends who love, like, that metal.
Oh, the screamo.
But the one where you don't understand anything at all. Like, I don't mind a few, like, sentences that end with the screamo.
Yeah. But a whole album of that?
Like, I just don't understand.
That's too hardcore for me.
I've listened to some, and I think, you know, the production value and, like, all the stuff they do to get into it, like, the art form, because it is not just anybody can do it.
Oh, my gosh. And what it does to your vocals. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to train to be able to do that, because I'll try for, like, a sentence, and I'm like...
Yeah, no. They have my mad respect. That's not something I'm going to tune into and listen to. But
I feel you.
Mad respect. But, yeah, Linkin Park, Meteora, and probably Hybrid Theory is also up there for flawless albums.
Ooh.
I'm surprised. I was expecting you to say something like, you know, Spice Girls or which...
No, I mean, like I said, like, I don't even know what songs are on different albums. Mm-hmm. I just know, like, I listen to the radio a lot. So whatever's on the radio.
I can see you being, like, a mixtape type of gal.
That's exactly what I am. Like, I mm-hmm. never just put on a record or just put in a mm-hmm. CD and listen to it all the way through. I should probably do that more, but I really don't.
Yeah, there's a few where, you know, back then before, you know, we had MP3 players or Bluetooth or anything.
Like iPods.
You'd have to put your CD in, and if you didn't have a mix, you didn't have the ability to mix it, like, I would have to listen to a whole album. I'm like, okay, well, I listen to this. And there's a few bands, like, there's one, like, it's a rock band called Catatonia that I really liked when I was younger, but I only really knew that album.
Yeah, and you know exactly what song comes next.
Right. And so then I recently, within the last year, like, put it back into my CD player, and I was like, oh, crap, I forgot how much I liked this.
Oh.
But also, it's like, seems like a hassle to go through CDs again.
I know, right? Or, like, burn CDs. Like, it's just, for me, I just put on my, you know, my gangsta playlist or my rock playlist, and it's just a bunch of mixed stuff.
Yeah, I have a, you know, Spotify, and I do the playlists. I have it for every different mood, and I like coming up with the most ridiculous names for my playlists.
What's the most ridiculous name do you have?
Dancing at home in my underwear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's not naked, to be honest with you.
But it's like that music, like, you're cleaning or you're doing something in your home, you just happen to be in your underwear, and the music just, like, it's all the music that you want to dance around to and just, like, yeah.
I will say, I don't think I've ever cleaned. Well, granted, I live with my dad, and let's get real, but I never clean with just my underwear on.
I do when I do my shower, because, like, I use bleach products.
Oh, do you have a shirt on or your boobs just out?
Maybe just, like, a loose tank top.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
it's
sometimes
a
maybe the boob slips out.
Sometimes. It's a sexy scene, except the fact that I'm scrubbing toilets. And
hey, if you're scrubbing a shower and that shower's on and the water just hits you right and it's a white tank top, it's sexy. People would pay for that, Vicky.
Not what I'm doing. It's
no.
I'm too short, so I have to stand on, like, the ledge of my bathtub. Because it's a higher bathtub, and I have the shower heads that are detachable.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just sitting there just, like, rinsing it off, scrubbing.
Still think people would get down with that.
I mean, anybody will get down with anything.
That's true.
Did get another text message. Buddy James sent me this really awesome Amazon link. It's like a portable record player, but it's like a Volkswagen station sound wagon. It's really cool looking.
Oh, that seems so cute.
And he's like, since you've been listening to records with your dad, I'm like, oh.
Aww.
But I think we got some Insta messages as well.
We did. This was a little bit while back when we were talking about secrets that we kept from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And one person goes, hey, ladies, secrets I kept from my parents. I lost my virginity to my godmother, who happens to be my mom's best friend. Also, both my sister and I are deep into kink. And so I asked, did your mom ever find out? And she said, hell no, my mom does not know, because both me and my godmother would be dead. To be honest, looking back, she was not in a good place with her husband. Her husband had just left her for a younger woman. I figured she wanted to feel wanted again. As for me, someone wanted to have sex with a dorky 15-year-old self.
Were you?
Why?
Is this a girl?
Old. This is a girl.
Okay.
Yes, I believe. Well, I don't know, actually. If her husband left for a younger, woman.
Yeah, but then she had, like, this person had sex with her godmother. So is the person having sex with their godmother male or female? Not that it really matters, but I am curious.
I don't know. I did just assume it was a female. Whoa, interesting. Either way, that is a little wild.
I think it's more crazy to think, like, you know, female having sex with her female godmother. I think that's pretty.
Right?
That sounds like, you know, those thumbnails.
But still wild.
Right.
Well, especially because you know your mom would kill you.
Right. I feel like I've met dudes before that have, like, yeah, I hooked up with my mom's best friend when they were, like, 18. And it's just like, that it seems, so it seems, it's still weird, but it seems less weird, you know?
That's just
because you just expect it from a dude.
Yeah, you do. Another message we got was, hey, ladies. I lost it. Oh, have any of you been with a guy you liked but are embarrassed to be seen with them? My fiance and I are watching the Harley Quinn series on Sci-Fi, Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy is embarrassed to be with Kite Man she likes. This brought out the fact that my fiance was embarrassed to be seen with me because in the beginning I was too geeky.
Your fiance sounds like a dick. I have very low tolerance for people like with that kind of thing, like when you're dating somebody.
Well, I mean, to me, when I thought of geeky, I thought of you look like a nerd. Like you look nerdy. Because I will say, like, I was thinking about this and I was like, well, that's like terrible. But then I'm like, no, I have had people in the past that I am dating that I am conscious or self-conscious about either introducing them to them or showing them pictures because I know, because I feel like I was going to get judged. Which sucks. And I feel like you eventually, actually, I don't know. I mean, I feel like you definitely eventually kind of grow out of that. But I think I definitely have friends who don't want to admit they like someone because they know that the rest of us don't find him attractive. And they even make it a point to be like, well, I don't find him attractive, but like, he's really nice. And it's like, bitch, you just like him. Just admit you like him. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, your friends don't have to find them attractive or not.
Right.
But so when I read that, I thought of geeky as in like, high pants, high backpack, acne face, kind of thing.
What I was thinking was like somebody that wore, like we have a coworker here. She wears really awesome nerdy dresses.
Oh.
Like, you know, Doctor Who dresses and like anime type dresses and stuff like that. So that was what I was thinking.
Oh.
So I would like a little, like, you know, describe what you mean. But I've had exes where I'm like, you knew I was like this from the beginning. But there was one occasion I was wearing these jeans that were like ripped to shreds.
Hardcore.
Yeah, they were like rips all the way down. And these were like my favorite pair of jeans. And we met up and I was sitting at a restaurant that I worked at and he joined me and my friends. And then when we left and I stood up, he saw my jeans and he gave me this look like.
He's like, no, why'd you wear those?
But it's just like, you know, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
And like he used to be like before I technically, I met him once briefly in my friend's garage.
Hey.
We're all stoners in senior year of high school.
Having a kickback.
Right. But he had a ponytail and he was like metal shirt guy. And then as we started dating, you know, he got promoted at work. So he started wearing polos and stuff like that. But he was enjoying dressing more, quote unquote, normal. And I wasn't ready to give that up. And I haven't really since.
Still hardcore.
But it's like I get real, like it's my trigger. Like I'm real sensitive about it when guys are like, oh, why didn't you dress this way instead? It's like, You knew this about me.
So you have never been embarrassed to be seen with someone or to like if you were dating someone, you were never like, oh, I'm afraid my friends won't think he's cute or my friends won't like his style or like.
See, it's not so much like a physical thing. It's more or less like, yeah, I don't think they're going to like the fact that, you know, he hasn't really had a reliable job.
Oh,
yeah. It's more of that kind of stuff. Like, oh, they're not going to like the fact that.
He's a bad boy or he's still a striving musician or
just stuff that's more of their personality red flags as opposed to what they're wearing. Because all my friends, it's like the joke. Like it's like, hey, that for example, my ex-boyfriend showed up at the restaurant I worked at when I worked in Seattle. And this is after we were not talking anymore. And the bartender is like, yeah, so this guy was looking for you last night. He looks like the kind of guy you would date. It's just like, oh, did he look like this, this, and this? She's like, yeah. I'm like, mother effer, he showed up at my work. What a jerk.
He's trying to get you back.
But oh, he brought his girlfriend with him. That was weird.
Oh, that he was trying to make you jealous.
I don't know. But I'm like, why? No. But first off, like that whole line, the, you know, he looks like the kind of guy you would date. It's like all my friends know.
Yeah.
Like my type. I like a dirtbag, but I want a dirtbag that is employed and has goals.
So you do get embarrassed, but for different reasons.
Yes. But I get real... It's different, though, too. Like, hey, we're going to go to a family dinner and you're wearing sweatpants. Like, I understand, like, that idea. It's like, you know, there's different occasions where you wear different clothing.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, dressing up or I've thought about that. Like, what if I date, like, a nice, quote unquote, normal guy?
Yeah.
And I go and I have to meet his parents. And it's like, I'm covered in tattoos. And it's like, ah, crap. I've thought about, like, what would I wear? Like, would I hide the tattoos? Would I take my nose ring out?
Well, it's so weird because, my parents are so, like, easygoing, flexible when it comes to that kind of thing. They don't care what you look like. They don't care your tattoos. They don't care about a lot of that stuff, which I'm like, I thought kind of most people their age were kind of like that. But I watched The Real Housewives. and they're probably like in their 50s, like mm-hmm. my parents' age. And then one of the new housewives, I know this is the housewives, but one of the new ones has a tattoo and they are all like shocked and like, you don't do that. Like if my daughter ever got a tattoo, like they, and it was like very like I felt very old school. Like she's like, everyone has a tattoo now. Like it's not a big deal. And they're like, oh, they, and all of them, all like five of them were like, oh, outraged. And I was like, wow, that is, I would have thought by now they would kind of realize like that's a new norm.
Right.
But I guess you'd have to, I mean, it's pretty obvious you have tattoos. Like yes. you have them everywhere. Yes. So I feel like you just have to go and be yourself. And if they don't, I mean, they might not like it, but who the hell cares? Like as long as they respect you still.
Is there anything that your boyfriend wears that you're like, oh God, like in public?
Well, I hate Birkenstocks. I don't care. I know we're in the Pacific Northwest. They're so ugly to me. I hate them, period.
Do you hate them more than my grandpa's shoes that I posted on?
I hate both of them. Oh, man.
Equally.
They're both the slides. I hate the slides. That's what you were wearing, right?
Yeah.
I hate the Birkenstocks. And then I hate them in general. And then when you put socks with them, I hate them even more. So I definitely hate that. But if he wore them, I mean, everyone around here wears them. I'm the one that hates them. The right. most.
You're the weird one.
So, yeah. So he still wears them. And I'm like, I hate them. But then he also wears, like, our first date, he wore his construction outfit. Like, he came from work and he didn't change. And that's, like, a, like, bright-ass yellow construction-colored shirt.
Was
and
he
his,
hope?
And his freaking coveralls.
Was he like, hoping that, you know, like, that thumbnail, you know?
I don't know what he was hoping. I don't
Where
know.
Where did you go for a date?
When?
Where?
We went to, so I'm really bad at deciding places. So he's like, okay, well, I'll just pick you up and we'll go on the east side. Cause I was like, I don't want to park. I don't want to go to Seattle. I don't want to parallel park, you know? So he picked me up and we went to like two restaurants in Bellevue and they were like,
It's Bellevue.
But he's not, he doesn't know. Anyway, so he's like this bright yellow shirt with those, like the brown coverall, which are like overalls, like overalls. But long and the beige color. And I mean, I make fun of him till this day about it because I was like, you couldn't have just brought a separate like pair of clothes to change. Like he was like, well, I didn't have like a I'm like, change in the damn honey bucket. Like I would have never known where
in
you
your
change
car.
Yeah, or in your car. I just thought it was the funniest thing. Like I judged, but I obviously didn't judge because I'm like, at the end of the day, I don't really care what you're wearing. I care who you are and if I'm attracted to you. But I'm just like, yeah, maybe hopefully you'll never have a first date again. But if you do, I wouldn't suggest that.
Like, have you worn anything that has like embarrassed J-Rubs or any other boyfriend?
I mean, I'm ratchet as hell. So the leggings I'm wearing now have holes in them. I have jeans that I still wear from 10 years ago. I have holes in my shoes.
See, I'm mad at you for that, but for different reasons. The fact that you could still wear jeans from 10 years ago, it's like, damn it.
Thank you. I mean, they're definitely very, 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 very stretched out because it's been 10 years of wearing them. But so that kind of stuff. But I'm so lucky because he is so, he
low
does not, he at all. I'll wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt and like have my hair up in a messy bun from the morning. And I'm like, oh, babe, do I have to change to go to the store with you? And he's like, no, I don't care. Just wear that. And I'm like,
wear sweats.
I love you. But also like, I look like crap.
Well, like, you know, if you're just running to the store, especially nowadays, I don't think it matters.
I don't either. But when we go out like somewhere like off where we live, like maybe to a different, I'm like, I should put in a little effort because just what if we run into one of his exes? Like, I want to look somewhat put together.
It's like, maybe I'll wear a nice bra.
Yeah, maybe I'll perk the boobs up a little.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. Granted, I'm not really seeing anybody at the moment, so.
I know, but you know, like, the one time you would run into someone that they even dated or slept with or even knew at all, you'd be, like, looking, like, real bad.
I do have a fun story about, like, running into somebody, like, that you wanted to look good in front of.
And you look like crap.
I was wearing a onesie at the grocery store.
Okay. That's kind of fun, though.
It wasn't like a cutesy onesie. It's what my it almost looks like a snowsuit, but it's like a sweater type material.
Oh, it wasn't like Pikachu or
no,
Stitch or something.
It wasn't. Well, I had just gotten comfortable. I was living in Seattle and Greenwood at the time, and my two roommates, Blazin and Megan, wanted to go to the grocery store. And we were going to buy some stuff for dinner and stuff, and I was like, I just got comfortable. Yeah. I don't want to change. They're like, don't change. We'll put on onesies too. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
I go downstairs. They did not put on onesies because it was too hot. They ended up wearing like their galaxy print, like really outrageous, like rave sweaters.
Okay. Okay. So they still like did the costume thing. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But there is this one guy. He used to work at the QFC and then he started working at the Fred Meyer. But he was very interesting to me. I don't want to say his name because, you know, he's in whatever.
Let's call him Tony.
Let's call him Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Because he actually went by he's like, yeah, my name is Jack Daniels. It's like, okay, is that really your name? Or
that would
is that
be
your last
so freaking cool.
Well, he was a different alcohol name. And I'm like, is that your first name or is that your last
really?
Name? And he's like, that's my last name. I'm like,
no,
okay,
no,
so
no.
Don't.
Smirnoff?
Is that yes, it's
name?
Smirnoff.
Dope.
It's Rumpelmintz. Okay, there we go.
Dang.
But he was that guy that was like way too overly perky and like nice, like customer service. And I wanted to tell him so many times, like, dude, I'm in customer service. I get it. You can tone it down.
Maybe he was just really perky towards you.
Right. And so I was like, he was really nice. And we would talk about whiskey. And then I ran into him at the Fred Meyer because the QFC was walking distance. And then Fred Meyer was further down for other stuff.
Evan Williams.
Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
And I always thought he was cute. And I ran into him like, hey, how's it going? I'm in a onesie.
Did you say that?
No. I'm like, yeah, well, you got to go find my other roommates. If you see any weird looking people, those are mine.
Did he mention it at all? Did he bring it up?
Was no, like, but I was just like, I got super like
awkward.
So I brought it up because that's what you do when you're awkward. Because why not?
Because you would. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, so do you like my outfit? No. Okay. Yeah. Gotta go. Right. Hopefully I never see you again.
But it was like, hey, how's it going? How's the restaurant? How's like we would, you know, BS a little bit.
You should have slipped him your number.
I couldn't. I think there was one occasion he finally like mentioned something about a girlfriend. So that's why I didn't. And then I was just like, oh, okay.
Never coming to this store again.
Well, maybe he'll mention like, yeah, my ex and I broke up.
You'd it's be like, what was that?
So are we going to get some whiskey together? Yes.
Yeah.
But I really like that question. Like, what is your...
I know. I mean, at first I was like, no. And then I was like, well, if I think about it, yeah, probably. And it's super crappy. It's like, you should want to show off who you're dating.
Right. And I feel like you should, like, I think, it, like I said, it triggers me because I've been in relationships where it's like, this is how I am. This is my tattoos. And then later they're like, well, I don't really like your tattoos. And I don't really like the way you dress. It's like, then why did you start dating
yeah,
me
why
in the first place?
Yeah. Like, I feel like people have such a hard time, like, saying they don't like something about someone, you know, mm-hmm. they have a hard time telling that truth. So then they just like keep it going. And then like
it comes out later.
Exactly.
And it's like, cool. If you don't like this about me, then don't. Why didn't you just not call me?
Yeah. Yeah. Or why didn't you just tell me from the start? So then we could have like, not wasted our time.
Yeah. It's like, cool. Now I don't want to date you.
And it's so crazy for like in your scenario, because for me, I would never like I've dated guys who I'm fine with tattoos. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think they're super sexy on people. Other times I'm like, and I've had the latter, which is like mm-hmm. I've had guys with tattoos that like they're the worst tattoos ever. They're like poorly done. They're like of animals that are just way too big on you, you know, like those.
Right.
And I don't like them, but I would never not date someone because of it.
Right. And I'm not saying all my tattoos are winners. And there's some that I've had to get worked on because, you know, you get them
because they
18.
Really weren't winners.
yeah. Some of them needed to be fixed.
Yeah.
And because especially when you're getting them, it's almost like puzzle pieces slowly getting added on. So they look a little
yeah.
weird. But now that they're more they're connected and that they all kind of flow a little better, I think they look better now, even if some of the pieces are a little older looking or, you know, messed
totally.
Up. Like it makes more sense now.
Well, and there were those awkward phases where you had a big thing missing, but because you had to wait to get it done
right.
or finished or whatnot.
Get the monies.
Yeah. But I would never like I mean, J-Rubs cuts his hair all the time. And honestly, 10 out of almost 10 times, it's not good. But I'm like, he always says, it's just hair. It'll grow back. And I'm like, you're right, babe. You're right. Here's a hat, but you're right.
Speaking of, I got to cut your dad's hair next week again.
I'm so sorry. But that, you know, it does grow very fast.
Right.
And like for a guy with barely any hair, it does like start looking really wild pretty fast.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He looks like he get, like is electrocuted
a little bit. Yes.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's like he has like that's kind of my thing. I have thin hair, but it grows fast.
But like at least yours like
it's
stays
long,
down.
Yeah.
BJ's just is like ding. Yeah, good luck with that.
But yeah, I want to hear from you guys. When have, you know, you been embarrassed by an ex, when, or a significant other in general?
Or if they were embarrassed by you.
And why?
Yeah, let us know.
Side note, props for watching the Harley Quinn show. That's a great show.
Oh yeah, I got to get to it. Yeah. She's a badass.
Oh yeah, she is. All right, bye guys.
Bye.